This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. Glad you guys are hanging in there with me. Coming to join the party. We love having you here. I've been feeling a little bit better. I got to tell you, I pulled a muscle. I told you guys I was throwing multiple kicks, and I pulled a muscle. Healing from that. I can feel my body sort of struggling, and it's sad. It really is to feel yourself sort of getting older and things like this. Don't make no mistake about it. I'm still tough as nails. But I'm just saying the body is... It's a finite vessel for you, right? It's going to shut down. And sadly so. But you know what? If I cashed it all in today, I'd be okay. You know, I feel like I've done my part. I feel like I've given something to the world that's good. I'll be honest with you. I'm not one of these legacy guys. If nobody ever mentions my name again after I'm gone, I really won't care. And I say that in the sense of, one, I'm not going to know about it. Two, I'll go into a realm where this thing here, this thing we call life, is nothing. Liberals don't believe that. They say it's all here. They're leaving it all here, man. Woo-hoo! And that's why they're crazy. I mean, even if you were leaving it all here, would you do some of the things that these people do? I saw this story where 10 kids were tortured, living in filth, black couple, with 10 kids, starving them to death. And I thought to myself, yeah, Black Lives Matter. Here's the story. When officers entered the home, they found spoiled food, trash, feces strewn across the floors, and clutter blocking the walkways. 9 children, ranging in age from 4 months to 11 years, were inside. Their 12-year-old brother, whose disappearance has prompted police to visit, that evening, was found asleep under a bush in a neighbor's yard. The March 31st discovery in Fairfield, California, I'm going to repeat that, triggered a 6-week child abuse investigation that uncovered disturbing allegations. And I'm going to stop there because California, the state that claims it's doing everything, it's taking care of the climate. You don't have to worry about secondhand smoke. You have to worry about HIV, but that's a whole other thing. You can get married if you're gay, LGBTQ, PSTRCV, or find out what it means to me. I'm sorry. I got carried away. But anything you want to do in California is good. And they protect you, except they can't protect these 12 kids living in filth and squalor. They said this. Authorities said this week that 9 of the children had been tortured as far back as 2014, with 8 of them describing attacks that caused puncture wounds, burns, and bruising, and involved repeatedly getting shot with a pellet gun. Some had visible scars. Yeah, California. Yeah, Jerry Brown, Moonbeam State. Let me tell you something. They would treat illegals better than they would treat these kids. It was pretty ugly, said Fairfield Police Lieutenant Greg Hurlbut. Bottom line is, we're really concerned with the welfare of the kids. Now, Jonathan Allen, who is the biological father of, get this, some of the children, faces 7 counts of torture and 9 counts of felony child abuse. Authority says the 29-year-old man was arrested Friday. He's being held on $5 million bond, or bail, rather. Their mother, Ina Rogers, has been charged with a misdemeanor count of child endangerment, but the prosecutors are evaluating whether to file additional charges. Really? They have to evaluate this? Yeah, because they're going to say, well, you know, she was a product of, he was beating her, and he was doing all of this. Now, I know there's bleeding hearts out there going, Kevin, don't jump to conclusions. You know, you can't, she might not have been complicit. Let me tell you something. The mother of my child, my children, would gladly say to you in a second, if mean old Kevin, tough as nails Kevin Jackson, the dude with lots of training and fighting, did that to her Cherins, that was a snip. There's no way I could do that. Number one, I wouldn't do it anyway. But number two, a strong woman is not going to let someone do that to her children. Period. That is a weak leftist woman. Welcome to feminism. That is a weak leftist woman, particularly leftist black woman, who gets so desperate that she says, you know what? He's better than nothing. Yeah, Gloria Steinem, how's your husband doing? Hey, Hillary, as much as I know you and Bill don't have carnal knowledge of each other for decades, I will tell you this, you're glad you have him running interference for you. And list me your feminist. I'll show you the dude who's helping prop him up. But let me tell you what they've done. They've abandoned these black women. These sisters are out there going, I don't need no man. You take him, I don't need no man. Uh-huh. And then when they find a guy, when they can't pay the bills, when it's to the level of desperation that they got to do something crazy, you know what they do? They do something crazy. And they find them a dude like Jonathan here. Jonathan Allen. I'm horrified by the statements that were given by these children, Sharon Henry said, Chief Deputy DA for Solano County. He said the children were tortured for a sadistic purpose. This is a dude, and with the permission of the mother, who did this for fun. And they're trying to piece together the family's history, trying to figure out when they moved to Fairfield, where they lived before, motivation behind the abuse. They asked neighbors, family, and friends with information to come forward, executed a search warrant of the home last week. But here comes the coup de grace. So far, they said, they've discovered that the children were homeschooled. Oh, yeah, I'm sure they have been homeschooled. And how not to be a parent and how not to live life. It's unclear, they said, what the couple do for a living. Really? I'm going to guess crackheads. At least one neighbor told investigators they didn't even know children lived inside the home. Look, folks, I don't want to start the show off on a downer. I'm telling you, this is the stuff that you need to be aware of that leftism creates, these so-called progressives, the most progressive state in the country. Sheriffs that will overlook criminal illegals coming in and have overlooked this. Neighbors that don't even pay attention to one another, don't even speak, don't even know that the kids are there. But hey, they're on top of it. How many more of these stories do you think are out there in California? Anyway, we got a great show for you today, I promise.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville. can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
In trouble. Judicial Watch tweeted this to Huma. Abedin emails found on Anthony Weiner's laptop show a need for DOJ to carry out proper investigations of Clinton and Abedin legal violations. JW is happy to learn the DOJ has apparently begun asking questions of the Clintons' mishandling of classified information. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. KJRadio.com. That's good news. It is. That's great news for us. Look, I don't know what's going to come of it, but they got enough info now to say, let's take another look. And the Clintons have no clout. They can't say, it's a witch hunt. They just don't want me to be president. No, you're in big trouble, lady. And rightfully so. And you know what? You know, the biggest thing I get from you folks when you send me notes to KJRadio.com or you call the show at 844-551-8255. You say, when is justice going to occur? Carl, I know you're out there. You're listening, brother. And you're saying, Kevin, the justice isn't going to occur because it's not. We don't live in a time where justice occurs. And I say to you folks, every one of the naysayers, what else is different? If you say to me, Kevin, it's going to be more the same. It's all the same. It never changes. And I'm going to say to you, well, then why is it changing? Why is it changing? Donald Trump defies, confounds the experts defies the odds every single day. Poll numbers going up as they completely try to crush this man. We'll talk about that here in a bit. That's changing. Usually, stories of smut stick. They're not sticking. With the amount of effort that has gone into trying to hurt Donald Trump, all this Russia stuff. By the way, here's something very clever I want you to think about. Oh, yeah, I got something for you. We're going to be attacking through the Tea Party community. Go to teapartycommunity.org. We're going to be attacking the notion of criminal justice reform. And here's how we're going to do it. We're going to use Donald Trump. We're going to say to the leftists who control the criminal justice system and who have put more black men in prison and more underprivileged people in prison. I'm not just talking about black folks here. We're going to show that if you can do this at the big level with the FBI and the CIA and the NSA and the FISA courts and all that, what do you think's happening with sheriffs? What do you think's going on in some of these little municipalities where conservatives have no voice because the sheriff and the entire system is against them and it's shutting them down? There are black folks who want to speak out. They get targeted by the mayors of these cities who sick the police on them. There are black folks in prison who don't think like the media tells you. When we expose some of this, it's going to blow your minds. And we're going to say, you know what? Donald Trump is exposing what's happening in the criminal justice system, the railroading that's been happening to blacks for decades. And have a few skins on the wall to hand you here. How you feeling about that, people? Come on, white people. See, Democrats are scandalous, scurrilous people. When they get in power, doesn't matter at what level, woe be unto you, or be unto you. It could be on you too, but woe be unto you, because they will use that power in the most devious, in the ways that you would go, really? You're that mad? You're that vindictive because I took a parking spot one day and didn't see you? Yeah, I saw you. You saw me. I did not see you, Democrat sheriff. Man, even Sanders' son, he blasted the Democrats. Son of Bernie Sanders, currently pursuing his own political office. He criticized the Democratic Party. Yeah. Levi, he didn't hold back, they say, in dissecting the reasons why the Democrat Party came up short in 2016 while discussing his own candidacy with a group called the Independent. He said this: the Democrat Party has done a very poor job of bolstering people's confidence, self-esteem, and that has significant consequences when it comes to reaching out to low-income and working-class people. He's 100% correct. You want to know? I'm going to give away a secret. Don't do it, Kevin. Don't tell him. Don't tell him. It's your secret. Nope. You better tell him. Tell him no. It's your job as a radio guy. No. Don't tell him, Kevin. Stop it. Control yourself, brother. Don't let him brother you, Kevin. Just messing around. Look here. Here's the secret. When the Republicans go to black folks and they say things like this: listen, black people, you have been put into a box and they want you to feel like you're dumb. They want you to feel like you need white folks and you have to all stick together or else you're never going to get anywhere unless the collective believes it. Let me tell you something. You are a powerful people. You matter. You matter individually. If you want to get together, you matter collectively. But you matter. Each and every one of you matters. In the black community, every one of you has a chance to be an icon. Inside of you pumps the blood of people who could overcome anything, and you need to be recognized for that. And you know what I want to do as a Republican? I want to help you realize your potential, not because it's going to benefit me, but because it's going to benefit us all. Dun, 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 dun. All I got to do is appeal to black folks' sense of, our sense of pride. We are a prideful people. It still exists in our DNA. Man, I swear, I would love for you guys, I wish I'd done this. I wish I'd recorded my grandfather talking to me about when Joe Louis won the fight, and they were all listening on the radio, and my grandfather was a dishwasher, and he goes, man, he's like, you know, Kev, he goes, you couldn't be more excited. And my grandmother's going, mm-hmm, and they remember where they were and everything. I mean, I so wish I could share those. I could play those clips. My great-grandfather talking about things in his past that made him feel such a sense of pride about being a black man. Let me tell you, old black folks that pick cotton, you know what they were talking? My grandparents and great-grandparents would talk about things like, oh, that boy could sure pick some cotton. Oh, that boy could pick some cotton. And they would describe people like they were machines. That boy pick 100 pounds of cotton. And see, but before you look up good, he got his sack is full. And and I know it sounds trivial, but I would be like, really? He could pick some cotton, you know? And a lot of people would look at that and say, oh, Kevin, that's slave talk. No, it isn't. I was so prideful because you know what they would say? Man, one time, I remember my grandma saying, one time a white lady tried to come out to help, and she didn't last 10 minutes. And I remember chuckling. I was a kid listening to this stuff. I was like, really? She didn't last 10 minutes? And y'all had to be out there all day? You know? Tell me more. I wasn't like, well, that old white lady, you know, she was lucky to go in and get under that air conditioner or whatever. She went out there because she was trying to help because she needed a crop. Anyway, I just remember these stories. I was prideful of them. Anyway, we got a good day coming up.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show. Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protective building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutriMedical.com, 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com, or call or order line, 888-212-8871.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, for the 6th Annual Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, June 1st through the 4th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure filled with exciting explorations into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact. This amazing weekend offers more than 50 lectures, 40 workshops, 8 exciting panels, and special events. Contact in the Desert features leading experts, including me, George Norrie, Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton-Howe, Michael Tellinger, Eric Von Doniken, Corey Good, Doc Wallach, and many more important researchers and scientists in the field. With a breaking New York Times story, disclosure of the Pentagon's mysterious UFO program, Contact in the Desert is the place to go to see the inside track. Join us at contactinthedesert.com or call 760-660-8484. That's contactinthedesert.com.
Yes. Here we go. Come on.
Instead of waiting on a good day.
Yeah, it's a good day.
Waiting around.
Waiting around.
Up and down, waiting on something to happen.
Come on, baby.
Yeah.
Hey, good day. That's right. Happy New Year. Yeah. Hey. Good day. Welcome to the KJ. Ain't nobody gonna die today. That's right. It's a good day. Uh-huh. Looking good. That's right. Hey, everybody. Welcome. Don't you feel good? Little intro music to make you just kind of move your body. It's a good day. Today was a good day. You want to know why? Because you're winning. See, let me tell you something. The left is vexed. They don't know what to do. They don't know what to do with you. They don't know what to do with President Donald Trump. I told you guys the other day, Donald Trump is impervious to what they do. Everything they try, it backfires. It hits the reflector shield and goes back tenfold, knocking them down, knocking most of them out, killing half of them. They don't know what to do. And see, they attack Donald Trump thinking that they have limited themselves to bringing that man down, but it doesn't do it. And I explained why the other day, because an attack on Donald Trump has become personal to you. It's not like it used to be. They can't just attack one of us and think, oh, you're going to get rid of him. We have rallied around this man. And you want to know why I know? Because there is a poll that's out there. Donald Trump tweeted. He said, you know what? Despite all their attacks, you know what keeps happening to Donald Trump? I keep winning. The polls keep rising. They don't know what to do. Listen to this. After months of confidence that public discontent with President Trump would lift Democrats back to power in Congress, some party leaders are fretting their advantages in this year's midterms or eroding amid a shifting political landscape. God bless you people. Listening to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. It's going to be a good day, because you're listening to the KJ. Yeah. Woo! I'm loving it. Happy New Year. Merry New Year to you! This is a guy named Guy Benson, an anti-Trumper, who probably still is. He's going on a road with Marie Harf, I believe, to do some point-counterpoint thing. Good for Guy. I have nothing against him other than the fact that I remember the level of vitriol he had for President Trump, and I tried to talk him off the ledge in Steamboat, Colorado, and he didn't want to get off. But you know what he's recognizing? That you're smarter than he is. Shapiro. Ben Shapiro. Brilliant guy, right? You know what he's recognizing? You're smarter than he is. because you picked right. I don't mean, oh, your decision was right. Like, Obama made it last time. They were like, yeah, nah, 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 look who won. What are you doing right now? Everybody who voted against him. And let me tell you, there were a bunch of these never-Trumpers that were for Obama. You know what they're doing now? They're realizing you're smarter than they. Yeah, I did. I finally used the right English. Here's what else he says. Driving their concerns are Trump's approval rating, which has ticked upwards in recent weeks, and high Republican turnout in some recent primaries, suggesting the GOP base remains, uh-oh, here's the word, everybody, today is a good day. You ready for the word? It's a good day because you're listening to the KJ. Here's the word, energized. What's more, he writes, Republicans stand to benefit politically from a thriving economy and are choosing formidable candidates to take on vulnerable Democratic senators. Hey, it ain't just the senators that they're taking on. Guy Benson, they're taking on vulnerable Democratic Congress people. Because don't think for one second that any of them are not going to be vulnerable soon. Remember when they told us, everybody's in play now. Well, guess what, little Democrats? Everybody's in play, baby. Energized. Democratic worries are mounting in the House as well, he writes, where the party has been more confident of gaining the 23 seats it needs to retake the majority. Democrats are picking strong candidates in dozens of Republican-held suburban districts where Trump has lost significant support. But recent surveys suggest the races may be tightening. Really? Oh, I'm so bored. This is so boring. Really? The races are tightening? Let me tell you what's about to happen. You're going to think you squeezed a gnat's butt over a barrel when it's undone. That's how tight the races are going to be. Because the Republicans are going to kick that booty. Trump's approval is now at the highest point it's been all year, he writes, measured by Gallup in early May at 42%, a 5-point increase from the start of 2018. Meanwhile, the Democrats' advantage when voters are asked which party they want to control Congress has shrunk. Be still my heart. Be still my heart. Don't tell me that it's so. Should we be paying attention to these polls, dear Hillary? Huh? Holy Mother of Clinton? You just, look, I talked about this last week. Maybe we'll get to the numbers here. We'll get to the numbers about the primaries, the ones from yesterday. Look, the Democrats are in big trouble. If they want to rely on these polls, let them do it. If they want to disregard everything that's happening in this country, oh, yeah. Oh, Kevin, well, North Korea could fall through and then this doesn't happen. Let me tell you something. North Korea ain't going to fall through. Don't feel bad. Don't feel, oh, you know, because the North Koreans are like, well, we may cancel because of the war games. You ain't canceling. You have no choice. Here's what he goes on to write. Part of the Democrats' problem is the sheer volume of noise being generated by disparate anti-Trump factions, much of which is focused on issues like Russia and Stormy Daniels. Tell us what we don't know, guy. Congressional candidates may be struggling to focus on the bread and butter issues that speak to persuadable voters while their base is fired up over Mueller, porn stars, and the prospect of impeachment. The Daily Beast explores this frustration. Eager to move a message that focuses on things like minimum wage hikes, healthcare premiums, they have been overtaken by a steady stream of stories of Russian meddling, porn star payoffs, and shady Trump world figures. Ultimately, many offices and aides have come to the conclusion that they should simply give up on trying to break through on cable news at all. It's impossible, said one Senate aide, unless you want to talk about Russia. In conversations with the Daily Beast, numerous other aides echoed the point, sharing stories of fruitless calls and emails to bookers and abrupt cancellations on pre-existing bookings. Jessica Post, executive of the Democratic Legislative Committee, a campaign committee, says she was bumped 3 times from a primetime MSNBC show due to Trump scandals. So they can't get on the air to air their grievances against Donald Trump. What? We want to talk issues. Really? They want to talk minimum wage hikes? Look, most companies are surpassing the minimum wage on their own. Healthcare premiums? You really want to talk about Obamacare? Bring it. Bring it. You and what army? Anything they want to talk about, it is over. Donald Trump has done better than expected. Folks, you know what they're never going to poll you on? Let me tell you a poll you will not see. You're not going to see a poll that says, if you didn't vote for Donald Trump, do you feel stupid? If you didn't vote for Donald Trump, are you reconsidering it for the next time around? If you didn't vote for Donald Trump, do you feel like he's really earned your vote this time around? If you voted for Barack Obama and you thought he was the best thing since sliced bread, what has Trump said to you? A, that Barack Obama was an idiot. B, that you were an idiot for supporting him. C, that you never would do something that stupid again. Those are the poll questions you shall never see. I know. Starting to preach, and the choir's not even here. No choir. Today was a good day to listen to the cage. It was a good day. Was that, isn't that Peggy Lee? Oh, it's a good day for singing a song, and it's a good day for rolling along. Oh, it's a good day for whatever, I don't know, from morning till night. I'm just in a musical mood today because I feel good. You know what? I've been feeling good since November the 8th. There's a new drug out there. It's called conservatism. And a lot of people have finally started to take it. You know what conservatism does? It boosts your endorphins for common sense is what it does. That's what conservatism does. Conservatism, you know what's funny about this? I feel so silly telling you that when you exercise common sense, you're exercising conservatism, your God-given ability to think freely and logically about things, and it makes you feel good. I'm exuberant over the news that Donald Trump continues to win over people, and I'm talking about the naysayers. Where's Bill Kristol? Will somebody give me a Bill Kristol article? Because I want to know what that clown is thinking. Stephen Hayes?
Kevin Jackson
on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Were you born before the year 1956? If so, did you know you could be collecting between $575 and $2,200 in tax-free income right now? All thanks to the FHA. Or what about this? Did you know 54 U.S. congressmen have used a special tax-free account to earn up to 35 times more on their money? It's true, and you can do it too. These are just two of the secrets revealed inside a stunning new book from the Palm Beach Research Group and Ted Benna, the man behind the 401k. You'll discover the 18 best cash cows that can help you earn up to an extra $6,800 a month. Just go to 501kbook.com right now. If you're at or near retirement, this book is a must read. You can get your own free copy. Shipping and handling charges apply. Just go to 501kbook.com right now while there are still copies left. That's 501kbook.com. 501kbook.com. Just go to 501kbook.com right now.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
Putting an end to identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Today is a good day.
What? Me on the court and I'm troubled.
He's troubled.
Last week messed around and got a triple-double. Freaking brothers every way like
it. Oh, yeah, here we go.
Can't believe today was a good day.
A good day. You want to know why? It's a KJ day. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com. What a old, that's an old joint right there. An old song. LL Cool J, the day was a good day. Nobody got killed. Nobody got killed. Let me tell you something. The Democrats can't be singing these songs. They can't sing, it's a good day. No way. They got nothing to feel good about. But you do. You do. Let me tell you. I marvel, and I'm part of it. So it's, I feel like I'm being self-congratulatory when I say these things to you because I'm part of you. We've done so well, and the Democrats are scared. I was talking about an article that a guy named Guy Benson
wrote,
and I've met Guy a few times, young guy, millennial. Guy's probably in his early 30s now. And he hated Donald Trump, but he's writing this article explaining that Donald Trump is confounding the left, and rightfully so. And I want you to understand that, and look, I said this about Romney, but there's no question in my mind that you have nothing to worry about in 2018, nor do you have anything to worry about in 2020. And I hasten to add that I predicted Donald Trump would win in 2016. So even though I lost in 2012, I had time to regroup. And I rethought it. Perhaps I underestimated the number of people who weren't energized about Mitt Romney. I certainly didn't underestimate the people who were underwhelmed by Barack Obama. And maybe those numbers didn't jive. But I think between cheating and Romney kind of blowing it at the end, he lost in 2012. But you know what? I ain't mad. I'm not mad because I look at it as it took all of that to get to 2016 and redemption. And I said earlier, the biggest thing that the Democrats can't handle about what's going on here is the level of energy that Republicans are showing in these races. They don't understand our energy. We are energized. I gave you the numbers from the previous primaries last Tuesday. Not this Tuesday week, last Tuesday week. Astounding. 41%, 56%, 60-something percent gain. 150,000 statewide votes gained advantage of Republicans in Pennsylvania. No, was that Ohio or Pennsylvania? I can't remember. But it was one of the states. 150,000 vote advantage in a primary. Midterm election. What'd I tell you? I go back to what we when we talked about, and let's just kind of connect the dots. Somebody please tell me. Contact the Kevin Jackson Show at kjradio.com or contact me by phoning me at 844-551-8255 and please explain to me what is the message of the Democrats. You want me to tell you what I know it is, what I know it to be? We are going to raise your taxes and we are going to re-implement Obamacare. That's what I hear. If you hear something different, let me know. They were supposed to be revamping the message. Tell me what that is. I don't know what it is.
We're the Democrats. We're the party of.
We'll get back to you. Remember all the messaging and they were going to redo everything? Nobody can figure it out. Nobody knows what the Democrats' messaging is. So it's a mystery to them. It must be a mystery to us. Remember, Barack Obama gave us change we can believe in. Yeah, they ran with that. Ooh, change, we believe change. Hillary Clinton gave us, I'm with her. They had about 50 other messages, but at least they knew, I'm with her. I don't know what she's doing, I don't know where she's going, but I'm with her. Change we can believe in, well, that was nebulous. People, I don't know, what kind of change you want? I don't know, you tell me. So it worked. Hillary's didn't work. You know what Donald Trump's message is? Can somebody give me Donald Trump's message? I'm just curious. I'm curious over here. Don't make me go ethnic, but I am a little curious.
Sound like Jesse Jackson, didn't it?
The Donald Trump message will make you curious. It'll make you curious to understand to make America great again is a racist.
It's make America great again. You know it. Oh, by the way, is he living up to it? I'm just curious.
I'm curious.
Somebody let me know. Is he living up to making America great again? Do you have any doubts about what Donald Trump wants to accomplish? Do you believe that he has led you astray, run amok, bamboozled you, huh? Or do you actually believe in this guy? What do you think the left is doing? Who are they betting on? Look at their candidates.
Oh, we're going to worry about the Congress.
Trump's ratings have ticked up in recent weeks. I want you to understand that his ratings have ticked up in a week where they think they have put their foot on his neck. You know what Trump is doing? Trump is he's drinking a cocktail as they put their foot on his neck. He's like, I feel something, a little bit of pressure on my neck. What is that? Please, another white Russian. You get it? Y'all get it? Yeah, of course. So he's got no pressure.
He's just continuing on doing what he's doing, freeing hostages and working all these deals and planning summits and saving the world, denuclearizing and, you know, working on trade imbalances and stuff like this. And the economy just keeps on churning and churning and churning. And let me tell you something, people. Pay attention, white folks. This is only going to get better. In the next few months, it is only going to get better. Don't make me enunciate, but I can. It's only going to get better. Benson wrote this. Republicans stand to benefit from a thriving, politically, from a thriving economy and choosing formidable candidates to take on these Democrat senators. And he goes on to tell you that the pressure and the worries for the left are mounting in the House. They no longer feel as confident as they used to. All the polls are closing. Millennials now see Democrats and Republicans equally. That hasn't happened in a decade. Young women in particular are saying, Hillary who? Nancy who? They don't know these old clowns. They don't want them. Black folks are waking up, Kanye. So what do you think these Democrats are doing? They're scared to death. They say they want to focus on, now they want to get back to the things that matter. Minimum wage and health care premiums. Really? That's where you want to start? You want to start attacking Donald Trump, where he's got people now have quit flipping burgers and have gone back to manufacturing jobs and IT jobs and they're making decent dollars and wages are rising up? Guy Benson goes on to say this. The resistance may be drowning out the Democrat Party's message, and the endless festival of Trump bashing may be causing uncommitted voters to tune out. The risk is not lost on chief Democratic strategist and American Pope Jimmy Kimmel, who is starting to contemplate the perils of anti-Trump fatigue. And I said, Jimmy Kimmel, I don't know if we talked about this the other day, but Jimmy Kimmel actually said, you know what? I'm going to stop bashing Trump. I'm going to leave him alone. I already said the other day, you had a black dude, Willie, what's his name? What's his last name? Willie Washington. No, it ain't Willie Washington. Yeah, the brother he used to be the mayor of Oakland. I'm sorry, of mayor of San Francisco. And I can see his face, but I can't remember his name. But it's Willie. Anyway, Willie, 84-year-old black Willie, told the Democrats, "You better quit bashing Donald Trump. You better quit bashing him." Amy Schumer hosted Saturday Night Live the other day. Did she bash Donald Trump? Anybody? Anybody? No, she did not. Did SNL go out and do a couple of skits? Sure, that's what you're used to seeing. That was the old days where it didn't matter who was president, they'd have a little fun with them. Okay? Now, it used to be bash Trump from beginning to end. Alec Baldwin and 50 skits all bashing Trump. Where are they? Where are the naysayers? I asked them earlier in the broadcast, tell me where Mueller is. He's fighting for his life. He's now been linked to Russians and conspiracy theories and all other kinds of stuff. Zero credibility. Name me the Democrat that's going to lead this party in 2020, and then let's go back from there and tell me the ones that are going to make up Congress who they're now starting to worry about. We targeted a few Democrats, me and a buddy of mine, because we're going to be moving the black vote. And I'm going to tell you right now, we will be able to add at least three more Democrats to that list. They have a ranking that shows you who's slipping in the polls, who they consider to be at risk, and who they consider to be solid. You watch. There'll be at least three to five more Democrats at risk than there are this very day today because people are sick of them. They're sick of it. And that's why you're seeing Donald Trump rise in the polls. Give yourselves a hand. Today was a good day.
Won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.